96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Ariana Johnson is Manager of the Year here in Hayward. She was awarded the honor at the 2025 Hayward Chamber of Commerce Annual Awards Dinner. Johnson is the owner of businesses Sweetgrass and Sage, Rugged Roots, The Lot, AJ and Sons Construction, and new business Heart and Home. Johnson was born and raised in Hayward and is a member of the Lacoutere tribe. After graduating, she moved away for about 10 years, but she and her husband decided to move back to raise their children in Hayward and be closer to her family in Lacoutere and Hayward. While supporting people in prior roles, Johnson says she's always wanted to own her own store and make an impact through decision making.
I just knew I had to do something for myself and get that outlet of creativity. So that's when I started Sweetgrass and Sage, and that was about 3 years ago. And just it took off from there, so that we had all these other opportunities that came to us, and it's been a wild ride.
Johnson received the Manager of the Year Award in the for-profit business category during the annual Hayward Chamber of Commerce Awards dinner. As an Indigenous woman, Johnson says this award was very meaningful to her.
Even when you're talking about it, like, I just have this warmth within myself that it feels so good to feel accepted, and knowing that what I'm doing, not only for myself, to know that I'm doing things, you know, the other people are seeing it as a good thing. It makes me feel awesome. You know, just knowing that I'm making an impact and then having my community support me is huge. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more, honestly.
Johnson says her future plans will be focusing on the lot and expanding it more. The federal government shutdown has ended, but food insecurity is still top of mind for Governor Evers. Lisa Hale has more.
Governor Tony Evers toured the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry on Thursday, bringing attention not only to food insecurity, but also to the possibility of thousands of Wisconsinites losing health care coverage.
With the Obamacare credits that are going to be discussed in Washington, D.C., If that falls apart, which it very likely will, that means there's going to be tens of thousands of people in the state of Wisconsin that are going to be seeing double the amount of money that they have to pay for health care.
Evers said he is afraid it will lead to more food insecurity for Wisconsinites.
There's no ultimate answer, in my opinion, unless the federal government does what they need to do to make sure people have good health care and make sure that they have enough food.
In the meantime, Evers believes the $104 million that Wisconsin put forward to ensure residents would receive their SNAP or food share benefits during the federal government shutdown will be returned to the state.
It's a federal program with federal money. We help get it out the door. But yes, I'm sure we'll get the money.
In Oshkosh, I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
It's Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. There were 96 cold-related deaths in the state during the winter months of 2024-25, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Department of Transportation officials warn drivers to check the weather before getting on the road and to winterize cars with an emergency kit. Visit the Ready Wisconsin webpage for tips on what to include in your emergency kit. The Bass Lake Board voted to dismiss Fire Department Chief Chris Headley. That's according to the Sawyer County Record. Town Chairman Justin Hall told the audience at the meeting last week that they held a closed session to discuss the matter, which involved $22,000 in proposed state funding assistance for emergency medical responders. Hall says that the rumors of Headley stealing the money were not true and that the funds were misappropriated. The motion to dismiss Headley passed unanimously, and he cannot be hired again by the town of Bass Lake at any capacity. Lacoutere Tribal Fire Department member George Moreau told the board that they will respond to fire calls in Bass Lake if the town sends them a memorandum of understanding. Hall says that the board will work with the town of Hayward and Stone Lake fire departments to ensure they have coverage. The Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding residents to practice safe driving around emergency responders in honor of Crash Responder Safety Week. For nearly 10 years, Wisconsin has participated in this nationwide effort to raise awareness about the risks that first responders face on duty. According to a press release, there have been 73 emergency responders hit by passing vehicles while working on roads over the last 5 years. The State Patrol is reminding drivers that the state's Move Over law requires them to change lanes away from an emergency vehicle on the road with its lights on. Violations of the law could result in an over $200 citation or worse if a crash does occur. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the low to mid 40s this afternoon, and not much wind either out of the east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.